Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into this week's special edition.
Oh, I thought Sam was going. Why is it special?
I don't know. I felt like saying it. Make people listen. I do have breaking news to start. Maybe that's why.
To know that Dad and I aren't sitting testicle with testicle.
Well, that's funny you say that. Okay. We had, and I know you couldn't come because you were on the other side of the world, but we did have an apples to apples meet and greet on Sunday in New York City. A couple people were asking about you sitting on my lap, chesticle to chesticle, but they also had a very, very important question that they wanted me to ask you. Drew, when should I ask it?
I have breaking news to start the show. So can I do that before you
guys
do this?
Yeah, I would say I would do the breaking news first.
My breaking news.
Yep.
Josh Dobbs has just thrown another interception.
Not for the Vikings, though.
No,
I don't think he'll ever.
It was more a joke.
My breaking news is Derek Carr just got another injury.
My breaking news. Yeah.
I did see it was funny when he was on the injury report. Was it last week? And it was like rib and back and concussion protocol and like ankle. He had like six things listed.
Yeah, I have breaking news. But the breaking news is something that I stated months ago. The breaking news is that the Gophers have lost all their top recruits. And they another one just left.
I actually wanted to talk about that.
One went to USC. One's going to Ohio State. We got
that
coaches.
That one's not confirmed yet, but yeah. I actually wanted to talk about that. So can we hold off on that?
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about that. Because I'm quickly losing interest in college football. And
I agree.
We'll talk about it. Sam had news as well. Sam had a third bit of breaking news, I think he said.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess my third bit of breaking news is Georgetown isn't losing a basketball game.
What?
No, they're shooting. They're actually winning by like 15 against it's a really, really, really bad team. First off, we're 5-4. It's not like we're better than we were, last year's. But what I will say is the shooting performance they're putting on tonight it's impressively bad. And not like they're throwing up bad shots. I checked with about 4 to 5 minutes left in the first half. They were shooting 25% from 2-point range. And I cannot tell you how many of them were just open layups that they somehow could not get to go in. It's been wild. But they're literally doubling up a team and they're shooting that poorly. That's how bad the team is playing it. They're up 32. They just made a three to start the second half. They're up 32-14, and I bet their shooting percentage is sub 30. Because the other teams, it's like 23. And there's like 15 people there because they're playing in an NBA arena during finals week against a school nobody's heard of. It's ridiculous. But that's enough of them.
Do I ask Sam the question that
excuse me. That's poor production on my part. How long do you think it's going to be?
The question?
The answer, but the question was too, I guess.
I don't know. That's up to, it's not, the answer is not up to me.
Question, but I can make it quick.
Well, I don't know if, well, I'm, I, that's up to you. I'm going to give you the question. Look, like I said, we held
a,
think
about it.
I don't think you're going to have to, but yeah, if you want, okay. If you want to say, I'm going to ask you now, you can choose when you want to answer it.
Is it from a Philly correspondent?
Well, yeah. So I was at a meet and greet. We had a apples to apples meet and greet in New York City. Like, again, you're on the other side of the world. And the Philly, it wasn't just there was some Orchard members there. And they just, it was a simple question. Was not a hostility. They really wanted to know the answer. Yeah, slightly concerned and confusion, I think, maybe at the same time. I did get accused of egging you on, but I don't egg you on. And I did Bramer the Eagles, because I think since I said how good they are, they haven't won. But anyways, the question was,
Did you tell him that, by the way? I mean, he listens, yeah. He knows, but did you apologize?
I did. I said, that's on me. He goes, yeah, what do you guys call that? Bramered? I go, yeah, Bramered. I go, I Bramered him, and I don't think they've won. I took full responsibility.
I not Bramered I the Phillies, too, but that might have been on purpose.
Yeah,
yeah, it was definitely on purpose.
So that brings me to the question. These Orchard members would like to know, what did someone from Philadelphia ever do to you to get you to hate the hatred you have? Did someone, was there an event? Was there a person? What happened?
I think the Philly sports fans are horrible fans. They don't deserve how good their teams always are.
So this is a fan thing. Okay.
It's a fan thing. I think everyone agrees with me, by the way.
Now, and I just want, before you go any further,
okay.
I just want to state that there's an excellent chance that you will be with some Orchard members on New Year's Eve. Now you can continue your answer if you'd like.
Yeah, so to wrap it all up, I think the fans are horrible people, and whenever
He stayed with it. That's good. He stuck with it. I like.
Whenever the Minnesota people go to Philadelphia games in Philadelphia, they pour drinks, throw food at the Minnesota fans. They pour drinks over the Minnesota fans. They treat them horribly. And they have no reason to treat them horribly because Minnesota is never a threat ever, ever to Philadelphia sports teams in the playoffs. So they should treat us with kindness and tender loving care.
That part's true. How about the little kids that just walk up to random adults and give them the finger? Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is...
But I also... When,
go ahead.
So my last part of my answer, which is probably where a lot of it comes from, is they beat us by 50 in the NFC Championship and then won a Super Bowl in our city. So that's probably
That parts are true. Drew probably knew where I was going with the fact that the little kids give adults the finger. I was just saying, you know.
Did our Philly correspondent's child do that to you?
No. No, but there are little kids there that might be taught that by the, but it wouldn't be to me. So,
I love how at this point, like, I don't know where the bit begins and end with Sam's truth and this whole Philly thing. Like, I think
it's all true.
I think he means it, but I think there was some embellishment somewhere along the way. But now I think he's like talked himself into this deeply seated hatred of.
Well, it also doesn't help when I put like $50 on them to beat the Cowboys and they lost by 50. So I mean, they really don't do me any favors.
Oh, yeah, I got big news.
That's true. They had an opportunity to win you back.
I actually do have breaking news.
But don't worry, I made it up on Giants money line because Tommy DeVito is the greatest quarterback in NFL history.
Cutlets.
I was trying to figure out if I should pick him up since. Herbert.
The only thing I would say is we have seen it time and time again this year. You have like a 2 to 3 game window with the backup quarterback. You don't want to be caught with the backup quarterback for too long.
Wait.
It was true of Dobbs. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, this is huge breaking news, and you probably know this, but I don't know if you do. But you said the word bet. I said the word Florida. I believe someone was with me last year when we tried to find sports
book. Of us.
This also isn't breaking, but I continue.
Oh, it's not?
I don't think so.
So betting is now legal in Florida. And the little casino that we go to, you can use the Caesars app to bet there. And they built a brand new like deck or whatever that's supposed to be really nice to play slots. But I don't know if we'd ever venture to this place again during the holidays. But the Guitar Hotel, Seminole Casino, now has a sports book.
I thought it was – I think they finally – it went final or whatever. Like, they ruled on it yesterday. But I think it was, like, indicated for quite some time that it was probably going to go that way.
And I believe Jimmy – I think a bunch of Dolphins or whatever made the first former Dolphins, not current. Let me just relax that. Made the first bets. But guess what else they did? They also added live craps and roulette.
Was it all part of the same bill?
I'm guessing it has. It must be, because it's too big of a coincidence.
Well, so, you know where else? You know where else there is a sports book in Florida. I'm just looking it up. Not too far from your other quote unquote second home in Florida.
Oh, you're talking about the Immokalee?
Yep.
The Immokalee, because see, I'm very knowledgeable on this. The Immokalee Casino is part of the Seminole family.
Correct. Well, it's called the Seminole Casino, so that makes sense.
Won't that be part of the family? Tampa added sports book. They all have sports books. The Caesar one that we go to by in Pompano does not have it, but you can use the app now.
So can you place physical bets there, though?
No, or they don't have a
sports book. There. I can just go there and open the app?
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay.
It is weird. They don't have a sports book, but the other ones do.
Interesting. Okay.
Remember we went there last year thinking they had one, and the guy thought I was nuts.
And he eventually came around. He was like, no, it's a whole thing.
Because they did a test run or something.
Yep.
So we weren't completely.
It was legal, and then like within days, they shut it down for some reason. Yeah.
So remember, everyone, I just feel I need to say this to our, because we have a lot of Orchard members that are probably impressionable. Gambling ruins families.
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, only if you lose, of course. Okay, I feel better. A lot of breaking news.
Feel better getting that off your chest?
Well, I think that was important. That's something we
talked about. I think it was. But while you and Sam catch your breath on that breaking news and all of the breaking news, let me introduce where everybody out there listening can find us. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those things, all your favorite streaming services. You found us one way or another. Keep doing that. Go pick a different one. Doesn't matter to me. All your favorite streaming services. We're out there. But more importantly, we are a proud member of the 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio, WFNU family. We are live every Saturday morning in the broader, or maybe it's not broader, in the Twin Cities area. Yeah, Saturday mornings. Yeah, it's a little embellishment. Saturday morning. Nothing. Well, it's not necessarily against us or against them. It's their radio broadcast. It's all right.
Well, no, but you can catch them, as you're about to say, multiple ways.
You can, but they are live Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. Central. But don't just check out us at 7 a.m. Central. Check out the rest of the catalog on the network. There is sports. There is news. There is music. There is everything in between. It's a ton of great local content if you are in the Twin Cities, especially the Minneapolis area. Like I said, Saturday morning, 7 a.m. is us. If you don't want to listen in your radio because maybe you're not around, but you do want to listen live at 7 a.m. or 1 a.m. Sunday morning, you can check us out, WFNU.org, streaming live, around the clock, whatever's on the radio, catching online. You can also download the WFNU app. Go find that in your app store. It's a little frog in a record. You'll see the logo, Frogtown Radio. Get it. Check that out. You can listen on demand through that as well. And I think you can listen live through the app too, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah, but you can.
I thought so. But if you do listen at 7 a.m., make sure you stick around for 8 a.m. because that is
it's the only reason they're listening at 7 because they
they caught the last five. They really listen at 7:55 to make sure they're
right. They don't want to be late for the 8 a.m. show.
Correct, which is the crown jewel of the network. And no offense, Dad, it's not because of you. It's because of Connor, the host.
No.
There's Corner, 8 a.m.
Yep.
He's been on hiatus. He's rested up. Do we have a big show?
Well, yeah. I mean, the show that's going to follow this one is huge. It's our first one back in like 3 weeks. I will be on location, or I was on location not in Hawaii. I was never in Hawaii. I mean, I was in Hawaii, but not recently. I was on location, still am on location. This is just weird how to even say this. In Pompano Beach, Florida. So the show is from there. It's from Minnesota. We have a lot of fun stuff. We had to
do a lot of kids. Why was it weird to say Pompano Beach, Florida? Can I interrupt?
It was, but I'm doing, because technically that means this show I'm doing in Pompano Beach, Florida, which, you know, inside baseball, I'm doing.
You're there already?
That's my point. Or am I? I'm doing this show and Connor's show from Florida but only one of them I'm actually doing from Florida.
When the people are listening, you'll be there.
I got
and I'm talking about it, and I'm talking about it before I'm actually there, as if the show already happened since it's on in 48
more
minutes.
You made that way more confusing than it
is. By the way, I'll also be there, or I am
and,
there.
Well, that's the crazy part. While the show airs live, I will be picking Sam up at the airport Saturday morning. So I'll have to do it from the – I'm going to have to do this from the – I'm actually doing this from the car. Sam's doing it from the plane as I'm on my way to get there. Very confusing. Sam
you
flies
made
over,
way more confusing than it needed to be.
Sam flies Alaska Air. I mean, things have happened on Alaska Air, so.
You know who just bought Alaska Air?
Or excuse yeah, Hawaiian.
No, Alaska Air just
Alaska Airlines just bought.
They're merging.
I can't count on that. Hawaiian.
Yeah.
I know. So now what does that mean for Hawaiian, I wonder?
Nothing. I think they're just going to cooperate. Co/operate, not just
Hawaiian. I hope they don't take the flowers off the Hawaiian planes now and put like moose
I don't think,
or elk.
I think they said they're going to – I think the Alaska Airlines got like a – I don't know. Can I say Eskimo?
Yeah, I think we can still say Eskimo.
Okay. I think like there's an Eskimo on the tail of the Alaska
There Airlines. Is. Oh, yeah. No,
It looks Eskimo's like it looks like Bob Marley. I don't know.
It does. It does not look like what you would probably for the best, what you would stereotypically think an Eskimo looks like.
Why are Eskimos in danger of being canceled?
No, I just I don't know. You know, it's like a
is Eskimo slang for something?
I don't think so. I was just
Either. No, I don't either. I'll tell you what, though.
I just Googled Eskimo, and it auto-completed to Eskimo Airlines. It's pretty funny.
I think if they're dressed the same, a Hawaiian and an Eskimo may look the same.
They do look pretty similar, because they're all sort of have that, like, Asian descent.
Right. It reminds me of a joke. A Hawaiian, an Eskimo, and a Jew walk in. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, so.
Is the show, it's just your, he's back, though? Moral of that story?
Yeah, he's back. We had a great show. It's always awkward when I'm in one state and he's in the other, but we get through it. And he's got lots of opinions that you'll see shortly on the Vikings and Josh Dobbs shouldn't have been benched.
Really?
But
were
he should.
Were we watching? Well, I guess I can't say really.
But he should have been benched. So you'll hear. You'll have to hear it all. Yeah, we didn't even watch. What a weird game not to watch.
By the way, I do like to give ourselves credit where it's due.
Thank you.
When Josh Dobbs had his miracle game after his first game with the Vikings and everyone thought he was amazing and we should keep him forever, we on the show said he should be cut.
He should be an astronaut. I do want to ask this question seriously, and I'm not – I mean, it's going to sound sarcastic or whatever – let's start by saying we said all along the guy's been on 9 teams for a reason, okay? So I think we know the answer to what I'm about to say when you just go there. But what I don't get is how – and I know – Drew. I think
Hold
I know
– Hold on. I have – by the way, can I pause you for a second? Because I do actually have some breaking news.
Yeah,
and then
I'm ready.
Some pretty funny – a pretty funny thing I saw on Twitter. We had a record broken, a University of Minnesota basketball record. Was broken what? 6 minutes ago.
They play?
They crushed IUPUI.
Oh, that's right,
IUPUI. For those who don't know, IUPUI is Indiana University, Purdue University of Indiana.
That's right.
Yeah. They're crushing IUPUI. And with 2:34 left in the game, Elijah Hawkins, Howard transfer, shout out DC, set the single game assist record. Would you like to guess how many? Yeah.
6?
25.
17. So I think literally it right in between those two.
Now, I know we've had –
It's been held since 1994.
So what's weird about this
– Well,
told you – hold on. I'm going to test Dad's basketball knowledge. He might get this.
Okay.
I just told you it was set in 1994. It's the assist record. Who do you think had it before?
Oh, God.
No, the Gophers.
Oh, I thought it was
No, it's Gophers single game assists record.
Andre Hollins.
I'm gonna say it again. 1997.
No. Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh God! All right, it's got 1997.
Sorry, I lied. 1994. I had that wrong.
Weren't you born that year?
I was. So dad might not have been watching.
Jesus. Let me think. 94 or 93.
He was good. He was good.
The team, they were, I think they were, they had to be pretty decent back then. Okay. That's the year. Okay. I don't give me, either Vachon Leonard.
It is not him. I'll give you a second chance.
God, I don't even know if that's the right year. Vachon Leonard played with Ariel McDonald.
Ariel McDonald is the correct answer.
That's pretty good.
I figured you'd get it.
Well, I mean, I was wrong. It's a point. I will say I did not
get it. Yeah, but listen, that's pretty good.
That's like 6 years ago. That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a lot of math. Anyways, that's breaking news. And then another pretty funny thing, Justin Jefferson had like his holiday shopping spree. The Vikings did a holiday shopping spree. They brought the kids over to the electronics section. And when they got there, they played a message from Anthony Edwards on the TVs, which was pretty, or he FaceTimed Anthony Edwards, casted it onto the TV. And Anthony Edwards told the kid that he's, told the kid that he's playing this weekend. Wow. Breaking news straight out of Target and a holiday shopping spree. Anthony Edwards will be in the Timberwolves next game. Okay, we can now go back to Josh.
Well, Trevor Winter was on that team too, by the way.
Okay.
His son's a turncoat. What, Sam?
The only reason that Gophers guard played that much was because the other Gophers guard decided to quit the team in the middle of the year.
So. Yeah, that was weird. No, and honestly, joking, another joke aside, I think he's like the only starter on the court like when this happened, and he immediately came out. So I think Johnson, knew and was trying to get him the record.
But I feel like 17 isn't very many.
It's been a record for 29 years. I can tell you exactly, it's 29 years for.
I think Vachon Leonard broke the record. Oh wait, no, is 17 that many? It doesn't seem like.
But for a college game.
I guess maybe.
What do you think the all-time college single game assists record?
Well, if 17 lasted that long, I'm going to go 28.
The 24.
Oh,
wow.
That was set 4 years ago by some guy named Cameron Parker from Sacred Heart.
University?
I guess. And then after that, there's a host of guys at 22. Like, 22 is like kind of the... It's 24, and then it drops to 22. And
back to my Josh Dobbs question for you, too.
Yeah, back to Josh Dobbs.
Okay, so we know he's been on 9 teams. So that ultimately the answer to every question.
Hold on. Sorry. I'm interrupting you once again. This Cameron Parker guy.
Yeah.
Who holds the record at 24 at Sacred Heart. Was a sophomore at Sacred Heart and did that.
Yep.
2 years later, he had 20, except this time he was playing for Montana.
What?
So he's on the list. He's on the list of 20 plus assists twice for two different teams.
Two different teams. That's got
He's the only guy. He's the only guy on this list twice.
I'm gonna interrupt myself. But then will you remind me? I want to talk about Josh Dobbs. Sam, I got to tell you this before I forget. I'm in New York for literally barely 24 hours. Okay. Yeah. What's the chance that the day I'm in New York, or one of the days? I'm in New York. It's SantaCon. Are you familiar with SantaCon?
Yeah, they do it in San Francisco as well.
They do it pretty much everywhere, yeah.
SantaCon was Saturday.
Not here.
Sunday.
No, they do it. They might in Minneapolis. You may just never notice, but.
What'd you say, Sam, about Sunday?
It was Saturday, not Sunday.
It was Saturday where I was. Sunday. After spending 45 minutes in the Lincoln Tunnel coming from New Jersey, I finally get into the city right by Madison Square Garden, and I see 25 Santas. I'm like, what is going on? We drive another block, there's 50 Santas. We drive another block, there's 3. There's 40. It was Santas everywhere. It was insane. And then I spent a whole day not knowing what was going on until I was informed it was SantaCon. That's
yeah. Well, you could have texted me. All my friends were participating.
Okay. Really?
I was on call working, so.
Oh, okay. So you're familiar with. All right, let's back to Josh.
I would have dressed up as Hanukkah Harry anyway. So.
Oh, well, Friday night I was dressed in my Hanukkah shirt, and I survived. Okay, so the answer to the question I'm going to ask is yes, is basically he's been on nine teams. But just take that aside. Josh Dobbs plays two absolutely amazing games for the Vikings.
Well, one and a half.
One and a half, pretty amazing under
three quarters.
Under the circumstances. Forget the fact that the other teams didn't know much about him, blah, blah, blah. I beg to differ because he's been on nine teams. But the very fundamentals is he was able to run. He shouldn't have forgot how to run. He was able to throw. He shouldn't have completely forgot how to throw. He didn't panic. He shouldn't have all of a sudden panicked. How could you go from A to literally double Z that fast? Amazing.
I really thought a lot about it, and I agree with you. Like, hold on.
He's not very good. I understand.
No, he's not very good. I actually
showed flashes.
I've been thinking a lot about this because it makes no sense to me. And I made a joke about it earlier, though. And it seems like it's happened this year. Like, every team that has a quarterback injury, it's happened for so many teams, unfortunately, this year. You get like two, max four good games out of your backup, and then it all just falls apart. And there is clearly something that like clicks in these guys' brains that's like, oh my God, like I'm playing really well and it all collapsed. Or to your point, maybe defenses just finally identify what takes to stop these guys. And to be fair, none of them are very good to begin with, so you don't have to do that much. But to your point, I can see a defensive effort to prevent him from scrambling. Because like it's not like he doesn't try anymore. He's got nowhere to go, which maybe is part of it. But the throwing thing makes no sense. Like for him specifically, the number of throws that he just misses now is.
But Sam and
it makes no sense.
Sam and I went to a game, so we saw the whole field. We saw everything in person. He had multiple opportunities to run and just freaked out and didn't do it. They weren't spying on him.
No, that's fair. I mean, you had the all 22. I do think part of it is knowing the offense may almost work counter to your scrambling efforts because you're kind of like going through your progression where in that first game, at least, and I'm sure to a lesser extent, but still in the second game, O'Connell is probably like, look at Hockenson over the middle and then look at Addison on the right sideline. And that's all I got for you. Like now he's trying to go 1, 2, 3, 4 and like read a defense where before it was like 1, 2 and I'm gone. Which is what they tell rookies to do, which is what you should tell a backup with limited reps to do to it. I would bet some money that O'Connell is, because when they show him on the sideline, when he does some of the stuff, he does not look happy with him. It's weird. I mean, it's weird, though. It's weird. I'm glad he had to bench him. I'm glad he actually had it in him to do it.
He would have been better off. Absolutely, he would have been better off ripping his ACL, tearing his ACL after the first
in that third game. Yeah,
because he went from making $30 million a year to never playing again next year. I don't know who would ever take him next year. They're out of the 10th team that takes him is out of their mind.
Yeah, I mean he's been around the league a lot. Like a team will take him as a backup because he's a veteran voice. He knows a lot of offenses. Like, he will no longer get a starting shot.
If Tim Boyle or whatever that guy's name is going to have a backup job, Dobbs can.
Tim Boyle's got a backup job because Rodgers likes.
He got cut.
Not wrong. Yeah, because they realized. Did he?
Yeah, they got rid of him.
But I thought they just benched him.
Nope.
That's funny.
He
deserved it.
Either way, he had a backup job till he had to play a game. So.
Right. Right.
Absolutely amazing. I mean. I don't even know what to say. The NFL is bad. I think all of our fantasy football leagues have shown how bad the NFL is. Every league, there was never separation from any team.
Well, it'll be really interesting next year when this is probably the most deep QB draft class in NFL history. If most of these guys can actually turn out to be something, a lot of these horrible, horrible backup quarterbacks and horrible quarterbacks we won't see them ever again in the NFL.
Yeah, and I think in fairness, like, I'm not breaking news here, but part of the reason the NFL's been so bad is, like, I can rip down the list of games right now and tell you the backup quarterback's playing. Like, it's got to be 7 or 8 at this point.
What's wrong?
There's no Herbert now. Not that he's any good, but there's no Jimmy G. We don't even think about that because he wasn't very good.
I forgot about
there's
that.
No, I'm literally going through the schedule, by the way, and the first four teams, sorry, the first six teams on this list, just games in order in which they will be played this weekend, are all starting backups. Chargers don't have Herbert, Raiders don't have Jimmy G, Vikings don't have Kirk, Bengals don't have Burrow, Steelers may or may not have Pickett, Colts don't have Anthony Richardson, Broncos and Lions are fine, Bears, fine, Browns are down to Flacco. Like, and there's more after that. I can keep going, but it's just crazy.
Well, I almost picked up as a backup. I can't believe
I think his time's – his time's
– Well, yeah, you got to
pick up. He's on borrowed time, but
– Well, what do you get, Ritter? I mean,
yeah, and then to Sam's point, some of the rookies from the last few classes have sucked. So you layer all that on top of each other. You get mediocre football across the league. You get weird fantasy outcomes. And you get a league like – I mean, listen, the NFL is always a little top-heavy, but like this year it's like, do you have a healthy starting quarterback? Yes, you're a Super Bowl contender. Congrats.
Why aren't we playing That's Hall?
I actually thought about this today too, and then I'll let Sam give his opinion. I think it genuinely boils down to at this point they have a shot at the playoffs, and Mullins, the offense fits Mullins a bit better because it fits Kirk, and Mullins is more similar to Kirk. And if they actually have a shot at the playoffs at this point, losing four games isn't really doing that much in terms of draft position. And are you really going to trust the fifth round? You look good for one drive, but we also know what a small sample size can show you. I think they just feel a guy with actual reps under his belt, even if they're unspectacular, gives them the chance to win. And I don't really blame them for that. I think if this all goes down 3 weeks earlier, they ride with they, and Hall never gets hurt. I bet Dobbs gets maybe doesn't even maybe get through that that first really bad game and Hall goes in. But
is Jefferson the next cat? Go ahead, Sam.
Well, I'm just gonna say the thing that I think they should start Hall because then you can see what you have in this guy for next year.
I agree.
Oh, we should 100%. Draft to see if we should draft Daniels in the first round to see if because if Halter if we play Hall for the next four games and he's or five games whatever we have left and he's an all star. Then we know we have something in him and we don't have to waste a first round draft pick on him when we have other pressing needs on the team.
Well, that's exactly right.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that was sort of my point.
No,
I drafted him.
The coach speak argument, like I would start Hall if I was coaching, but I see why they may not.
Well, no, they're in the playoffs. They have to continue. You can't just bail on the season.
That's
either way.
Like,
but I don't know that Hall would be doing that.
No, Mullins hypothetically gives you the better chance. He's got real game reps from a decent career. I mean, it's not great. It's unspectacular. It's fine under his belt. It's not like Hall's some first round pedigree. Like, why are we like we're down pretty bad if we're like clamoring for a fifth round draft pick? I agree with Sam. Would I go just find out what he's got? Absolutely. Yeah, but I get why they're not.
Either way, I mean, they're not. It's not going to make that big. It's Hall, Jaren Hall, and Nick Mullins. But I mean, I think we need to actually have Hall be the backup at least. Dobbs is worthless now, so.
Yeah. No, that's that. O'Connell did say that he was very non-committal about who would back up, but he also said they'd both be dressed. So, that tells you something. But I think the way they lose quarterbacks is probably a wise choice.
That's true.
I had one other also, Viking thing. Go ahead.
Can we talk about Jefferson for a second?
Mine's a little bit of a joke, so you can go first.
Okay, Jefferson, how do you get hurt, end up in the hospital, and then that same afternoon you're out of the hospital and there's nothing wrong?
My conspiracy theory is not really a conspiracy theory, but my theory is like, the x-ray, that's a little dramatic. By the way, Cat's been their best player for like 3 weeks. Yeah, probably rude.
Yeah, he was our best player for 3 weeks. Continue. Go ahead.
That's true. All I was going to say about Jefferson is my theory is the x-ray machine in the stadium is broken.
The hospital
to get x-ray. He was back in the locker room after.
He
literally just didn't want to play with Dobbs again.
So. Well, they wouldn't have sent him. They wouldn't have sent him to the hospital. Like, why? Jefferson can say, I'm not playing anymore.
No, he's a hero if he goes to the hospital. No, I agree. He went, I'm not back here for this guy. No chance. I'm done. I'm going to the hospital. And now he's a hero because he's going to try to play for Mullins.
I mean,
I don't,
I mean, that's fine with me. I don't really blame him. The first ball, the second ball he caught from Dobbs, whether or not it was legitimate, that put him in the hospital.
Allegedly. No, he actually.
Quite literally a hospital ball.
Yeah. He went to a medical facility.
Yeah. I think they can say hospital now. I think they
old wrestling reference.
Well, there's like four people.
I know we can't talk wrestling. No.
No, we can. We just can't open the show with it. That's all I'd say.
Okay.
While we're on the injury topic, and then Sam, you can say your joke. Like, at one point, all jokes aside, on the field, there was two starters, if you count, three starters, four, if you count Addison as a starter, which I guess he is. But, like, in terms of number one guys at their position, at one point, it was Bradbury, Darisaw, and Hawkinson, and that was it. Three linemen were out. Madison was out, which were probably better off. Jefferson obviously was out. They had benched Dobbs. Like, at one point, I was like, I don't even know who these guys are. Like, it was insane, insane.
Can I tell Sam and the millions and millions of listeners what's so remarkable about Drew saying all this? I was with Drew Sunday. The game was so pathetic. I'm not sure Red Zone even had it on for 3 minutes total. I don't know how Drew knows all this. But
I did research. I'm a professional.
My
and
God.
You want to know the answer? The one play they did show, I remember looking and being like, who are these guys?
Yeah, I know. And I was probably talking somewhere. But yeah.
One of my friends texted me, like, how bad was watching that Vikings game? I go, to be honest, I only watched Red Zone today after the.
And they weren't on.
The fiasco we watched it against Chicago, and I honestly forgot the Vikings were playing until the third quarter because they didn't show up play.
No, it was nice. Hilarious.
It was nice.
One of my friends who didn't obviously know what I was doing, or an old coworker, was texting me. He goes, "Did you get any reading done during the game?" I was like, I was a little occupied, so it was a good game to be occupied during. But no, I would have probably been better off reading a book, not than what I was doing, but if I was watching the game. Anyways, Sam, you had you had something that cut you off of.
I want to commend the Vikings defense for doing a keg celebration while the offensive coordinator got a DUI.
Oh, I saw an article. I saw an article today that tried to claim they did it as like a jab at the offense because they suck. I was like, first off,
how is that a jab at the offense?
Because the guy coaches the offense. It was the offensive coordinator.
But the keg.
I was like, first off, stupid. Second, they're giving those players way more credit than they deserve. I thought it was. Well, I didn't even put that two and two together.
Like, I bet they didn't either.
They also.
In no way they did.
No, they also. They also did it for a team who literally leads the NFL in arrests. So that's just all ironic. They didn't.
It's been better. Been better
year after year. Yeah.
Last couple of years, they've reeled it in a bit, but yeah, it was touch and go for a while there. It was
and that was 2022 they let it, so I don't know if the 2023 updated stats.
Red Zone, I was watching it all on my own and then had to turn the Jets game on at the end. Like, okay, yeah, no, it's your city, go ahead.
I have nothing to say about that except I'm not surprised.
I did have the Jets defense.
I've watched way more Jets and Cowboys than I didn't get that. Could you try again? Oh, Siri didn't hear me.
Could you try again?
I bumped the Siri button. On
I thought your roommate was finally coming on the air. Another question I've been getting a lot of.
She just walked in.
That is something with the big news. And when do we bring your roommate on?
What big news?
She just walked in, but she's walking away. News?
Would Will be offended that she's on before him?
Well, she can't join because she has to start her second job as middle school teacher. So
yeah, I found that interesting.
You're telling me. Do you know how many Monday Night Football games and I've watched on mute? Well, we're learning about gemology to my left.
Speaking of that, Kirk Cousins was pretty good yesterday.
He was great. He was great.
Taylor Lewan. Shotgun the twisted tea drink in less than a second, which was remarkable.
I was
allowed that on
ESPN. I was on the phone.
You know, somebody said I had the same thought. I thought you couldn't drink on TV. Like, I thought there's some weird law about it.
You can't during commercials.
I think if you're, TV shows can't. I think if you're in your house, it's a different conversation.
Well, but is that, it's still technically a TV show. You mean like scripted TV shows?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe, fair enough.
They told them to do it and they brought on Bartle guys.
Because in the kitchen,
it's
with
the
David,
best cast they've had all year.
Time out. I beg to differ. In the kitchen with David, they drink all the time. You can't tell me that first guy, he was the worst guest in the history of that show.
Oh, Bergazzi.
He didn't talk.
I turned to mom and said, or my roommate, and said, this is the worst person ever. It's so uncomfortable. And then Twitter just went off on the guy. That guy's a comedian?
He's very, very funny too, but that was not a good showing by him. Yeah.
I feel
to
like
be fair, I didn't watch him. I didn't watch him, but
I feel like
I watched Luan and Compton and I watched Kirk and they were great.
Well, I feel like anyone.
I did appreciate Kirk saying he wanted the Packers to lose.
That was great.
And then he was clapping.
Yeah, that was awesome. There was like a half second where he like sympathized with the Packers just because they were on offense and there was like a bad, unfair call against them or something. He was like, oh, I gotta not just always be like an offensive guy or something. Like
he said we for the Giants one time too.
Right, yeah. Right. Just because they were playing the Packers, it was great.
Just for the record, Tony, what's his first name? Lactavius, whatever. Tony
Kadarius.
Kadarius Tony is a complete idiot. He's had 20 of these type of penalties. He was offsides. I don't care if they were warned, not warned, the guy was offsides, period. Someone should have, I mean, all he has to do is line up normal. And the other thing is, the referees, they didn't take a touchdown away. They threw the flag right away. The play ended up happening, but it's not like they saw
it. It's an offsides. You play the play out. Like if it was defensive offsides, you'd play the play out. It's just a weird.
No, my point is they're like, well, you don't call that touchdown back. They didn't call it back. They had already called the penalty and then the touchdown happened.
Right.
If they would have thrown the flag after the penalty touchdown, I would have maybe said, oh, you know what, what's the point? It didn't affect anything. They don't know at the time. It's a rule. I'm sick of Kansas City. First of all, they suck and I'm sick of them. By the way, speaking of suck, Sam's guy Tua, what is his story?
I needed 10 points from Tua to make the playoffs, and he couldn't even do that.
A foot of him, he falls down. He's got to still be concussed.
And Herbert was my backup, so I'll be dropping and Tua and picking up Tommy DeVito, Danny DeVito, and
I got Tennessee
I call the guy, I call him not even trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to make the joke. I call him Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito every time.
I do it all the time. And I never get names wrong.
So did some analyst. I don't either. I never get names wrong. Some analyst.
Yeah, that's the one name you'll get right.
Yeah. No, some analyst called him Danny. Oh, Robert Griffin today. Although he's a little nutty. That's a different kind. That guy's getting going a little bit off the deep end. But he called him Danny DeVito. And then he goes, oh, my God, I'm so he didn't do it on purpose.
No, it's just how do you not?
By the way,
I'm gonna give a well.
His family needs to go away. By the way, I'm tired of him.
Yeah, I've had enough.
No offense to New Jersey, which I was in their freaking tunnel for 45 minutes. No offense to New Jersey, but that guy needs their family. I don't buy sandwiches from them.
I've had enough of the agent. I think more than the family.
That was real?
I think so. I'm sure he's dressing. I'm sure he's dressing like that as a joke
or something.
Gonna say the same thing.
What, Sam?
So it's got to be his cousin who just apparently.
Gonna say the same. Yeah, he's got a guy.
He's not even 20. That agent.
That
agent deserves to be on the WWE. That's where he belongs.
Well, what's the guy they had for a while? Mark Stone. That's who he reminds me of.
Robert Stone.
I thought it was. Wasn't it Mark? Oh, Mark Stone's the
Mark
hockey
Stone's
player.
A defenseman.
God, now I'm Yeah. Now I'm doing it all over.
Or no, Vegas.
But Robert Stone had a different name. When he was elsewhere, it was Robbie something.
Robbie E. Yeah. No, that whole thing is bizarre.
I tweeted this a few weeks ago. I wonder if I can find it, and then we may have to move on from the NFL. Although it's been an interesting couple weeks in the NFL with people losing and all of that. But I don't want to scroll my tweets. Well, I said a few weeks ago, but
I Bramered the Eagles. Should I Bramer another team?
Should you Bramer another team?
Well, I mean, I Bramered the Eagles. I blew.
Oh, you just want to use your powers, perhaps? For...
Well, I blew so much smoke up there. Took us at.
Oh, I have two. I have two quick things. One, I want to get your guys' take on this. I saw a tweet today that was. Do you remember the game a few years ago when Goff was still on the Rams where they beat the Chiefs like 54-51?
Yeah.
I saw a tweet. I retweeted something. I was like, that's just 3-0, but more fun. It's the same idea. Like a 3-point game in which only one side of the ball was able to actually do anything any good. It's just the more fun version of 3-0. I just want that out there.
I'd say, yeah.
If you don't love us at our 3-0, you don't love us at our 54-51 is what I would say about football. But I said something about Dan Campbell a few weeks ago. He gets a lot of credit for just going for fourth down all the time. Like, it's not a good idea if you just do
it. Yeah, wasn't he 0 for 12 the other day?
Yeah, like, at some point, like, just doing it every time isn't good coaching either.
Well, the problem
why are we – I don't know.
He used to do it when they sucked and it didn't matter. Right. Now they're good, it matters, and he continues to do it. And it's going to work once in a while, and the other times – It's not gonna. Oh, how about you know what else I wanted to bring up?
The Bears have had a good defense for the last few weeks. I mean, they're not like you're not just gonna push them over and gain 4 yards every time.
I don't think I'd want to be a punter. Punters are getting destroyed lately.
Oh, rocked.
Multiple like reconstructive knee surgeries. Well, for punters. Holy
and the crap. Vikings realized how bad their punter is, so they let the kicker punt.
Yeah, that
when did the kicker punt?
Oh no, they it was like a
oh, fake. Oh, yeah.
That was the I watched the replay of that. That was bizarre. The fake field goal punt.
Why wouldn't they have just actually faked it? That was kind of maybe
well.
They
here's
were going
the thing
to
I don't understand.
Or just go for it.
No. The punter's the holder. Why didn't he just pick the ball up and punt it? He caught it and passed it to the. He literally he passed. I think he flipped it to the punter or to the kicker. Who
no, I think you're right. Well, they must have been trying to do a real fake that they then.
And then the guy just
he aborted it because just, he was like, I mean,
the punter's holding the only the Vikings have the punter throw the ball to the kicker to punt. I
have another NFL coaching complaint. I want to get you guys' take on that. We are actually duty to move on to at least something else. Why? All of a sudden, like, we just run trick plays all the time and at the worst possible times. Like, it's like the going for fourth down thing. I think we've lost the plot on that a little bit. Like, if you run a trick play every other drive, they're no longer trick plays. And why are we running trick plays, like, when you have all the momentum? The whole point of them is...
Oh, you mean like on first and 10 when you just gain 30 and you end up losing 20 on a stupid play?
Yes, that's it's quite exactly what I'm talking about. I feel like we've lost the plot on the trick plays.
A lot more control reverses than normal.
Oh my god.
Well, you know what else?
Well, what game was it where the guy just like the on the reverse, the guy just threw it to the other team and he scored? Was that last Thursday night?
Yeah.
That was the Bengals when they had 3 wide receiver passes, I think was.
And one just went like directly to the other team.
That was a great
last
point.
Monday.
Since when do wide receivers, are they so good at passing that we're going
to
use?
I don't know. Well, half of them are used to be quarterbacks.
Well, and also the Giants. Is fourth and one, and they have
Dad, I don't know what you're doing, but you got to stop doing it.
Not doing
it. Is your microphone in your mouth?
In my mouth? Gross. No.
Okay.
Well,
Sam, sorry.
The Giants is fourth and one. They have 3 fat guys in the backfield, 0 wide receivers. So what are you going to do? They're going to run the ball when they allow the other team to have 11 guys in the box. There's just some idiotic coaching.
I think we've just we've like jumped the shark on like creative coaching. I think like now guys just do stuff for the sake of doing.
I am using a different headphones. Maybe that's the problem. My other ones are still packed in my backpack, ready to fly again. So I'm using the spare pack, so I apologize.
It's just you're breathing a little heavy into him.
I'm not even breathing.
No, you're not now. You were for like 2 seconds. I'm sure you just had the mic a little close.
It might have slipped up close to me. It's no worse than typing in the background.
Well, I had to, because people are talking to me.
Who's talking to you?
Don't worry about it. Quickly, I do want to move on. Here's my thing about the Gophers that I was going to say earlier. I no longer, okay. I blame PJ Fleck for a lot of things. I don't think he's a very good in-game coach. I'm not totally sure we could do better, which leads me to my point I'm about to make, but he's raised the floor of the program, blah, 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 blah. This is not about PJ Fleck anymore. The university, and I don't know if it's the athletic director, I don't know if it's the board, I don't know if it's the donors, it might just be the size of the university, which I find that hard to believe. I don't think they care about sports. They have lost now coordinators in back-to-back years to basically the exact same job for nothing more than more money, and they've just let them walk. In the NIL era, they're losing commits, just letting them walk because they can't pay them as much as these other schools can. To your point, Dad, USC, Ohio State, wherever else. The assistant pool is like half that of other competitive programs. Like, I don't think PJ Fleck is great. He's fine. He's being set up to fail, and you see it across the university. The Ben Johnson's team looks okay. They're getting better, but like that was an uninspired and cheap hire. For being honest, Lindsey Whalen was an uninspired and cheap hire. She didn't have a job. Like, she didn't have no coaching experience. The volleyball coach, apparently he just was done. Magical. Now, like, Anderson's leaving. I don't think that's a coincidence. Like,
softball coach.
The softball coach. The
two softball coaches.
Yep. Yeah, that's true, actually. PJ Fleck is under the microscope because of the nature of college football. But I think we need to take a step back and set him and his issues aside for a second and just be honest that I'm not sure, I don't know where it lies, that the University of Minnesota really cares about being competitive in sports anymore. Or they're fine with being okay.
Yeah.
And I think the coordinator thing, the Rossi coordinator thing is what set me off. Because he took the job at a program in shambles because they gave him and he should, don't get me wrong, because they gave him $400,000 extra and they have like double the NIL pool. I don't think Michigan State, you always make the comment, if Iowa can be good, why can't we? Michigan State does not have a better alumni and potential donor base than the University of Minnesota, given its location and giving its standing as a university. It is. It's borderline ridiculous what Coyle and the university are allowing to happen to Gopher sports. And is PJ Fleck a bad in-game coach? Absolutely.
Yep.
Are all of these flips his fault? I don't think so. And I think they're partially probably a little bit his fault. But now money talks in the sport, and they're not giving it to him, whether that's for coaches, players, or anything else. And it's sad. It's honestly sad. That's my Gopher football rant. I just need to get that off my chest.
I was talking about it.
The first guy left when the guy left, like decommitted like weeks ago. I was a little mad, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was mad at PJ. But then he actually brought pretty much most seniors back. Now, I expect with Rossi leaving, a couple are going to leave. That's fine.
Well, I think he's getting a lot of transfers. He is.
And they look like they're going to be pretty good. So listen, his shtick works with some guys, and that is what it is. It doesn't with others, and that's fine. But it's very clear that he's just not being equipped to be successful at the level that he probably could be, but also I think the standards we should have. And I don't think it's really his fault. I don't think if you replaced him with someone else, you'd get.
Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Ethan's going to be going to Rutgers.
Sam, you took the words out of my mouth. That's why I laughed. I just saw that. Oh my God! At least
you know who's got like all this money all of a sudden. By the way, Rutgers.
Well,
all of a sudden there's like
it's beautiful New Jersey.
There's dirty like God knows what money rolling into Rutgers. The Rutgers basketball recruiting class has
Homer Ron Harper,
number two, and the number three recruit in the country for next year. Rutgers. Is that possible?
On a side note, if you're a Gopher fan, at least the football team isn't using the money, because if their quarterback is the guy that we just had, along with our old offensive coordinator who was awful,
The offensive coordinator left because they paid him more. That's my point. Now, he was fine to leave because I didn't think he was very
good. He was awful.
He left in the first place because they just gave him more
money.
Well,
at least with him playing quarterback, there'll be one team.
We'll beat Rutgers. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we'll beat Rutgers. Basketball team seems to be taking all the money then, apparently.
It's very clear. Like, I don't know the answer if they're not going to, in this age of the football team specifically, in this age of college football, equip the team and the staff. And again, it's not even just the NIL.
Well, that's where you need a really good coach then, because there are teams that don't have this money with really good coaches.
But I do think there's something to be said. Like, he gets pretty solid recruiting classes given the resources he's been equipped with.
Well, they commit. I don't know if they actually show up.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But in my opinion, the bigger issues, and I feel like I harp on assistant coaches a lot. Like, the assistant coaching pool thing bugs me more than the NIL stuff, because the school can only help to a certain degree with the NIL. Like, just giving them more money to hire assistants is not a hard thing to do. Your own stadiums, you make every dollar that goes into that stadium.
In fairness, they're
sold out for pretty much every game. Like,
I really don't want to defend the University of Minnesota on anything, but this guy that left, they gave him $1.5 million for average at best defense.
Well, this year, when they had a lot of injuries, the years before, it was very good.
Well, I mean, $1.5 million for an assistant college coach, I don't think is that bad. Oh, wait, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We've offered New Mexico State wide receiver a scholarship.
I don't know. It just bugs me. And
now
and
we're coaching Jerry Kill's team.
And here's why the coaching thing bugs me more.
He had
than
a
I
very
got
good finish, team.
He had a pretty good team. We got to wrap this up soon.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you a Jerry Kill story? That's a fact.
My blast comes to be very quick, and then I will let you. The assistant coaching thing bothers me more because they know. And if they don't know, they're idiots and shouldn't be in charge of sports. But they know PJ's strength is not like in-game coaching and game planning. So the number one thing you should be equipping him with is money to supplement his program building, you know, attitude and approach. Like, you're just setting up that guy for failure. Because to your point, if they're not going to give them a lot of money for assistant coaches, you need a guy that's at the head that can run one side of the ball and have his fingerprints all over it. Because then you can pay another guy, God knows whatever, to do basically nothing on offense or defense. But you know PJ's not that guy. You're not that guy, pal. And they're just not doing anything about it. And it's starting to drive me nuts, because I'm also getting annoyed about college football overall, because now this is just everywhere. But anyways, all right, rant over Jerry Kill's story, and then I think you got to send us to the post show.
Okay, I have a source very high up with the New Mexico State football program. Have you seen a picture of Jerry Kill lately, like after a game? Does it seem like he's always with his daughter?
Could not tell you.
Okay, that's his girlfriend. Now, some of you who know Jerry Kill are going to go, what do you mean he was married? He was coaching at TCU. Remember, he was at TCU and temporarily.
Ooh. Yeah.
Temporarily took over for the guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
temporarily, and then he did okay. So then New Mexico State offered him the head coaching job, and his wife said to him, "If you take that job, I'm not going with you." And he said something to the effect, "I'll just clean it up, have a nice life," and went to New Mexico State. Has like a 30-year-old girlfriend. Does still have seizures, by the way, but they don't publicize it. So, I mean, there's a guy committed to
his... Because he hasn't had it on the sidelines yet.
Yeah. There's a guy committed to his craft. And on that note, and then we'll have our post show, this was another edition of Apples to Apples right here on WFNU 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio. Stay tuned for the hottest radio show on the planet, Connor's Corner, right now. Yeah, so Jerry Kill, very committed to his craft. Thoughts?
Him and Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, Jerry Kill's...
I'm choking on a chip.
I never understood the Mike Zimmer thing, if that was true or not.
But I was literally
choking. Are you alive?
Barely. Barely.
You still have food
still
left?
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. I do. I still have, yeah. It was Chipotle. I couldn't eat it that fast. Oh, I do have that food left. I actually, no, I know what you're talking about. We do. I needed a break from it, though, because I had eaten it for three straight days.
No, I know. What'd you
say, Sam? I said Chipotle for lunch.
You did?
Yes, you care.
It's weird. I'm going to see Sam.
Oh, they got him a belt. They got Elijah Hawkins a WWE belt. He's holding it upside down like the Miz, but it's for Minnesota.
He's that smart. Wow.
Oh, I was...
no, the M's for Minnesota. I mean,
no, I'm saying he was that smart to do that.
Yeah.
The WWE got him a belt that fast. That's pretty impressive.
It looks like a normal WWE belt that he just turned upside down.
Don't they have a thing with college now? They have like a college.
Just the Big 12.
Oh, it's just the Big 12?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's weird. What else are we talking about?
I didn't mean to go that deep into my Gophers rant, but the college football landscape in general is just driving me nuts lately. And the Gopher AD in all of the sports and the way they've gone in the last few years has annoyed me. And I think it's so hyper focused on the football. It's just obvious.
I have to call somebody out.
Yeah.
Proceed.
And I'm defending you two. That's the only reason I'm doing this. One of our, and I will not say loyal listeners. One of our listeners, and I'm just going to say her name, Shannon Dahl. You guys familiar? You know Danny.
I'm assuming it's the mother of.
Danny's mom said to me the other night that she does listen to the show, and she said a few things where I knew she was listening about different things. And she says, and maybe you'll take this as a compliment. I don't think I did. She says, at night when I can't sleep, I like to turn podcasts on.
Didn't I say that before?
About her?
No, I said about. I think I've said that before on the show, but
So she took your advice. So she is Drew still here?
But I said I hope people don't do that with our show because
she told me that she listens to the show, but she does need podcasts to fall asleep, and that's when she listens to our show. So thank you.
There's someone else that I think said they did that. Yeah, I don't think she's the first.
Well, I guess even if you listen for 3 minutes, I guess it's good.
It counts.
I didn't ask her how long it takes for Sam
to fall asleep.
To put her to sleep.
Yeah, we don't care if they actually listen as long as they play it on their phone.
Well, that's why I said at least don't turn it off. Just leave it on for the whole time. I don't know how that works, but yeah. So there's a loyal, not so loyal listener that that told me Friday night that she does. And she said something specific that Sammy said so I knew she wasn't just telling me she listened. I can't remember what it was, but anyways. Yeah. I know. I didn't mean to bring the show to a screeching halt with that. I mean,
you kind of left us nowhere to go there. But
I just thought I'd say when you're old like I am and you have things to say and they pop in your head, you have to say them because then you'll forget to say them. You know what I mean?
I know, yeah. That's what the show
is. I mean, I haven't even told Sam about getting pulled over by the police.
You texted me, and I was the only one responding to
your
text,
by
the way.
I didn't understand the story. I didn't understand the text, so I was like, I'm going to see him in 2 days. I'll get the story then.
Yeah.
I did call you, Mom, and then she said you guys didn't talk because you're in an Uber, but.
Oh yeah, no, I got pulled over because of Mom, and I wanted them to issue her a citation, but they wouldn't do it. But I'll explain that because I'm gonna be with Sam for like 3 weeks straight. I can't believe it.
Yeah, two weeks. Yeah,
we got a decision to make
like 17
Monday
days.
If we're going to the Heat game or not.
Have you pulled the trigger on the Boca Bowl yet?
I figured we could do that. We could all get together and decide
I don't think there's going to be a high demand for
the tickets. The face value of the tickets were for the best seats available were $60. It's a glorified It's a glorified high school stadium, I believe.
It's, I think it's where FAU plays.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is probably a glorified high school stadium, to be fair.
It is. It definitely is. But what's the chance it's Syracuse?
I don't particularly care about Syracuse.
I don't care about them, but at least we have a tie to them.
Well, sure, but enough of a tie to go watch them play at FAU?
Well, I have two Syracuse shirts. I would not have those shirts if someone that used to live with me.
I understand that. But, like, dude, like, I don't know. What are you going to do? It's like you said, it's a high school stadium.
Would I cheer for Syracuse? Yeah.
Well,
I go to the game if I had no one at Syracuse? No. I mean, I don't know what else I could say. I don't know. We'll have to decide that. Wait, that's the 21st. That's well before Drew comes.
That is well.
When do the Gophers play?
I have no idea. Not a clue.
They should be embarrassed. That they should absolutely not go to a bowl game.
Hate to say it, but it's money. They need it.
Oh, and it's all this extra practice they get. What year has all the extra practice ever helped?
Well, that's the real answer is money, and it's for the kids.
Not to mention, these guys playing in the bowl game are all going to be gone. This isn't even their team next year.
I'm happy for Cole Kramer, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, he can say he started a bowl game just because
six
other guys left. So it's good for Cole Kramer. Finally getting his due. Is there any other sports to even talk about? Like,
I mean, there are hockey,
whatever. Well,
we can talk about how Ohtani ruined baseball forever.
I can't believe they're allowed to do that. Like that.
That's why I think the owner should block that.
I had the lady I live with will tell you this. First of all, Monday it's 3:30 a.m. Central Time, but at 4:30 a.m. we're downstairs to get an Uber to the airport. There is literally 500 people on the streets.
What's up with Shohei Ohtani?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to get there.
Oh.
But the Uber driver pulls up as we get through because this club just passed. It was crazy what was going on out there. But besides that, we get in the car. He barely speaks English. And from the time I got in the car at 4:30 in the morning, so it didn't take very long, actually. There was no traffic. He talked sports with me, and he was appalled by Ohtani because he's a big Yankee fan. Now, he had no problem with them signing everyone under the sun, but he wasn't happy about the Dodgers.
I don't have a problem with the Dodgers signing him, period.
No,
it's so stupid.
What I heard before this day, the truth came out, is I had heard that he was only going to make $10 million a year and the rest was deferred. And that, which this guy went ballistic in a language I don't even know, but I agreed with everything he was saying. But when you find out I don't know how it's possible.
Well, and then the Giants also said they'd offer him the same deal. Like, it's not just the Dodgers. It's
why? But I don't understand.
I don't think anyone.
Why would he do it?
Seems realized you could do it.
Why would he do it, though? Why would he do it?
That's what I said. And all of a sudden, you got these people that think they're like financial advisors. They're like, well, he's not going to live in California. He can save the tax. Sure. But you know what else he could do over the 10-year period with the added money? Invest it, and he would make more money.
I don't think it matters where you live.
It does. They won't actually pay it until that year.
I read an article today, with inflation, the money's going to be worth less in the future.
Net present value. I mean, that's like economics.
But time out.
The present value of the contract's like $300 million, I read today.
Yeah.
But time out. It's where the money is earned, and it's earned in the state of California.
No. No.
How are they?
It's not earned. Like, it isn't being earned. It's not, because that's how the contract is set up. I'm telling you.
But it's being paid from California.
It doesn't matter where the like office of the place paying you is.
I think it's where the team, where the business is located. That's my point.
No.
Oh, then why do you get paid in Canadian money?
Because you are actually earning the money because it's for that game. The point is, the way the contract is being structured, the deferred money is not being earned by playing those games.
Okay.
Which is stupid.
Well, regardless of all
it's
that,
it's an accounting and a.
They're all stupid because at the he could have got at least $20 million out of him a year and deferred the rest. Why would you take $2 million?
No, it's very stupid. And now the Dodgers are going to get Yamamoto and they're going to get Glasnow. It's going to be stupid and they're going to win 150 games and they're still going to lose in the playoffs and it's going to be amazing. Yeah,
I saw someone say it was good for baseball that he was in L.A. He was in L.A.
I said that. Well, said the second piece.
No, but someone said some broadcast or whatever.
I retweeted it. I'll find my exact.
I didn't even see that.
I know. I'm not saying you did. I'm not.
I got you. Okay.
Ken Rosenthal.
It's
good for the game. I retweeted. I goes. Yes, it's good for the game that Ohtani left the tiny media market of Los Angeles with perhaps the greatest player to ever play, so he could go play in the massive media market of L.A., who just had one of the biggest letdowns in the team's history.
That's maybe one of the most clever things you've ever tweeted.
I thought so.
No, I mean,
they're
serious.
Acting like he left Milwaukee. No offense to our friends across the border. I could have said Minnesota, but Milwaukee seemed a little less.
No, he couldn't leave Minnesota because Minnesota would never have a player like him.
I also knew if I would have said Minnesota, you would have said that.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to.
Because they're proving right now.
He left L.A. to go to L.A., and the L.A. team he left literally has arguably the greatest player in the history of the sport on it.
Do you think the Twins
like,
could have afforded
making that work
$2 million a year with their reduced payroll, or was that too much money?
I hope they make the beers cheaper as a result.
Oh, by the way, I blame the fans for all of it in Minnesota. There's no pressure to win like we talk about. There's no pressure to sign players.
I think there's pressure on the Twins, but I don't think there is.
I don't think there's pressure.
I don't think they care.
Because the fans still go to the games. The fans still buy the beer.
By the way, the fans didn't really go to the games for the Twins until the postseason.
Yeah. Sounds right about that.
I understand, but they had twice as many people at those games than they should have had because, it's ridiculous.
You know who fans put pressure on to win and it worked? The Timberwolves. Timberwolves fans were ruthless last year. If they went out there and they played bad, they booed them off the court. And look at them this year.
Well,
not saying, I'm just saying.
Let's circle back in a few months, see if we're still here. And congratulations to the Lakers on winning that absolutely ridiculously non-important, stupid tournament that they had.
They went on and lost tonight.
The more I thought about, but the other teams were winning and not caring about the tournament. They were caring about Anthony Davis is a complete tool.
I saw a hilarious tweet that LeBron was in the locker room spraying champagne all over him and drinking a bunch in the locker room and everyone was cheering. And that someone retweeted and said if Kat did this, he would have been ridiculed to death.
Right.
100%.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Kat's played well, so I shouldn't say this, but I hate siding with Kat, but that's absolutely true.
It's like Pat Bev does get the first, him and the Timberwolves win for the first playoff game in like Timberwolves last 15 years, the Timberwolves that actually mattered. And then Lakers win a meaningless in-season tournament. They're praised for celebrating.
And like, The game we won against the Clippers when they all did that craziness, like it was like a two possession game at the end. It's not like they blew them out by 30 like the Lakers did and then went nuts. Like it was a close game. That's part of the celebration. But all I know is I would have bet I should have. I didn't because been busy. But betting on the Pelicans to win after people called Zion fat for a week straight and betting on the Lakers to lose after it went back to not being the stupid tournament.
You guys chat, I'll be back in 1 second.
Was the easiest bet probably of the month. And I didn't think about it. No Ant and a week of calling Zion fat, the Pelicans were never going to lose. I blame Stephen A. Smith.
Jordan McLaughlin's back. So I know he played his best game of his career, but.
That half court shot, by the way, I think was the only shot he took. I think I saw that.
Probably.
I don't know if that's true. At one point it was. I think at half it was, or whenever that happened. But
no, it's not a. And Shake Milton, he played well for once, and we still lost. That's a sign that his time should be over.
Well, because I think Troy Brown was like 2 of 27 from the field. He's fell back down to earth.
Him That's and the, my guy.
I know. Just saying. He had a bad game.
DBJ. He's the new guy that Jalen Noel's gone. But actually, on that note, well, since we have to fill time for Dad to come back and end the show, Rudy Gobert is playing like an MVP.
Yeah, I actually, you know, he's the odds-on favorite for Defensive Player of the Year at this point. He's probably got an all-NBA case, honestly. Probably not first team because they'll give it to Embiid and, or Jokic, but, like, there's three teams. He should probably be the third center, if not the second, depending on how the rest of the season plays out.
Oh,
I think he's probably been better offensively than I've ever seen him, really, even when he was in Utah.
We need to get our stats guy on this, a.k.a. probably you. He has to lead the league in alley-oops, and he has to be able to break the NBA record in alley-oops this year.
Sorry, I had to see a man about a horse.
Let me see if I can find that for you, Sam.
And
by that, I mean Google. I want like this season.
While you're looking that up, just for those that
you don't even know what I'm looking up.
I don't know what you're looking up. It's irrelevant to what I was about to say. Next week's show, Sam and I will be back. Tarps off, sitting on each other's lap for the show.
Well, so. If it's hot, if the weather's hot, we might actually have to be tarps off.
In the we might be doing it from the Tiki Hut.
Do they get Wi-Fi out there?
Yeah, because I do Connor's show from out there.
Yep, we'll be on location. We'll update everyone on our seating arrangement.
Yep.
Tarps I can give you the all-time leader. I cannot seem to find this season for some reason.
I can get my off-the-cob stats guy on it, too, if you can't find it.
Is that show still around?
It's not around, but someone must have hacked into our Instagram and posted big things coming soon.
What?
So everyone thinks we're returning, but it's not us.
Wait, let me back up. Someone stole your Instagram account and your show?
We vaguely remember giving someone we know our Instagram accounts like login information like over a year ago because they wanted to like redo our like the part two of our show because we were so popular and use our name likeness name image and likeness and use our brand, which we said was okay, it'd be our legacy. And I think that person's graduated and lives in New York. Somehow someone else must have the Instagram and said big things coming soon. So off the cuff, maybe returning.
Just not with you.
As far as I know now with me. Well, maybe I'll go down for the first episode and show them the ropes.
Yeah, that seems fair. Is Drew still looking for something?
I couldn't find it. I can find you dunks, but I can't find you alley-oops specifically. I can find you putbacks, and I can find you dunks for some reason. Cannot... for some reason, find the alley-oops.
Well, it's out there somewhere. Maybe a member of the orchard.
It's probably out there somewhere. I would think.
Did you ever watch that show about OVW, the documentary?
No, I've been meaning to, but I have not.
It's pretty good. They just put some announcement out, though, about... a new part.
Rudy Gobert is leading the league in dunks.
Well, he has to be. Was that what you guys were talking about?
Well, I was
saying he has to lead in alley-oops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That and in dunks.
He does lead the league in dunks. By one. Over Giannis. But, and then it's a 6-dunk drop-off, and then another 6-dunk drop-off, and then a 7-dunk drop-off. And then it gets close.
Seems to be a no-brainer. Anything else we should cover before we, I'm already.
Do you think you can name a player that has one dunk? I think you guys can name players who have zero.
One dunk this year?
Do you think you can name a player in the NBA that has one singular dunk this year?
Pat Beverly.
I don't see him. Let me try.
Can we have a clue?
Well, there's a ton of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Trey Jones.
Hold on. I'm checking Pat Bev.
One dunk.
Patrick Beverly has zero.
That makes sense.
Trey Jones, zero.
Other Jones.
Zero.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Zero, I knew you guys can name. One is tough.
One dunk.
So you also, like, I will.
Why would you bother having? Right now,
well, some guys have only played a handful of games because of injuries. So think about that. There's a few. Well, I shouldn't. I don't want to jinx it. Not jinx it. But
one dunk.
Dunk.
There's a lot.
Robert Williams.
He has five.
Well, okay.
There are a lot, to be fair. There are 106. Oh. There are about 60.
Brandon Pozemski.
Who?
How do
Who's
I spell
that?
He's got zero.
D-O-D-Z.
That's the Santa Clara guy. He's got zero.
I swear I've seen him dunk in a game.
Basketball reference tells me he has zero. I'll give you guys a couple more quick guesses, and then I'll read you the...
Do we know any of these guys?
You will know some of them. I'll read you some choice options.
Harrison Barnes.
Eight.
Well, all right.
I would not have guessed eight, but he's got eight.
I feel like I'm choking on players.
No Timberwolves players?
DeAndre.
Two Timberwolves players, but they probably played a combined 10 minutes.
My guy Luka Garza?
Nope. I don't know how many he's got.
What about D'Lo? D'Lo's probably got one.
D'Angelo Russell has one slam dunk this year.
There we go.
Wow.
Here's some other fun names. Grant Williams, formerly of the Celtics, now in Dallas, has
won.
That's
what I was thinking of. I said the wrong Williams on the Celtics.
This is a bit of a cheat because he's only played three games, but Jared Vanderbilt, one dunk. Former Villanova Wildcat, if our Philly contingency is still listening, Cole Swider, one dunk.
Who?
Julian Strother, rookie out of Gonzaga, one dunk. Marcus Sasser, great player out of Houston.
These are real players, by the way.
These are real players. Okay, now these are the ones you would know. D'Angelo Russell, one. Terry Rozier, one. Duncan Robinson, one.
Well, that's weird.
Friend of the program, listening back to draft night, Omax Prosper, one dunk. Norman Powell, one dunk. Mike Muscala, one dunk.
I've heard of two of these guys, by the way.
One half of the former.
How about your guy, Mac McClung?
The Morris twins, Marcus Morris, one dunk.
How about Mac McClung?
One dunk. Haven't gotten there. Tyrese Maxey, one dunk. Anyone else?
Matt McClung.
Kyrie Irving, one dunk. Corey Kispert, one dunk. Buddy Hield, James Harden, Tim Hardaway Jr., Josh Giddey.
Oh, Simmons.
Caldwell Pope.
Simmons.
Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. All have only one dunk.
Yeah, the Simmons dude. Ben Simmons.
Six.
Really?
It's the only way he scores. Mac McClung is not even on the list. I just read you everybody you would know that has one dunk.
So Mac McClung has none?
He's not even on the list. I don't think he's playing the NBA this year.
I'm going to say, does he even play in the NBA? All right, well,
anyone else want me to look up while I'm on there? I'm on Basketball Reference, then we can send it home.
I didn't even know Basketball Reference was a thing, so.
It's a great website. Where do you think I come up with all my impressive stats?
Impressive, you know, interesting.
Well, it's impressively fast.
Can I ask you one question before we go? You just saw me, Drew. Do I look shorter?
Is that a trick question? You weren't standing for much of when I saw you. To be fair.
I got all my new baseball gear for the year, and if it was tight, it'd mean I was fat, which I would completely understand. But everything is super long on me.
Well,
not not tight, super long. So,
but if you did lose weight, then it would be longer.
So you're saying I'm skinnier?
Sam's implying that, yeah.
It could be an option.
Okay, maybe that is it. Yeah, everything is very long this year. I have some interesting choices that I probably won't be making because I'll never hear the end of it. So a lot of the stuff will stay in the drawer.
All right. Coach Brian Myers, he probably knows a bit thing or two about
yeah, it. You were sitting for most of the time I was with you. So
okay. Coach Brian Myers picked up his stuff with me today. And so Coach Brian Myers, it was his birthday the day after Drew's birthday.
It is. Was.
Happy belated birthday, Coach Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
I think his sister might share the same birthday as him, if I remember 10 years ago back.
His sister has your birthday?
No, as him, I think.
Him and his sister have the same birthday?
If I remember correctly, or somewhere around the same. Well, if that's the case, happy birthday to them both. If not,
it's popular.
Then that.
Popular time for birthdays.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, we'll have some more birthdays coming up in the end of the month. Well,
at least
I don't
two.
We haven't have we been on since Drew's birthday?
No.
So Drew had a birthday.
I did.
The big news in his life, he had a birthday.
That's probably the only thing that happened in his life.
This is the only thing that's interesting that's happened. Sam has a birthday coming up.
No, not before next show.
No, we'll talk about birthdays next show.
One of you may very well have a birthday buddy coming your way.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I think it's Sam though, isn't it?
Well, if all goes according to plan, it's Sam. You're probably a little too late. They'd probably make it happen before then, but
that's right. There's
Sam's got a shot at it.
Yeah, Sam.
Do we know the name yet?
Don't know the gender, so therefore we do not know the name.
Well, they didn't know mine, so they knew a name.
Well, they thought they did. They just were wrong.
All
right.
Yeah, how did you get that one wrong?
By the way, at the meet and greet Sunday, I told the story about you and the Christmas stocking, Sam.
Why were you at a meet and greet? Just for fun?
I mean, it's not my story to tell.
I think we're short on time.
Yeah, see,
perhaps for another show.
Maybe if Drew's roommate ever makes an appearance on the show, you know.
Listen, I would love for her to come on, but she's teaching Italian. So.
I know she's teaching tonight.
She's teaching Italian, which
she's also teaching the next Michael Jordan. Sam, I don't know if you knew that.
Well, I was once called Michael Jordan in a basketball game for one of my moves, and then look how that turned out.
Hopefully his career lasts a little longer.
Do you remember that, or is that just...
I would project them to last...
Do I remember that at... You mean at Totino Grace?
No, it was a different stadium where I went... I did a 360 layup, and a friend that called me Michael Jordan.
Oh, that is true. I do remember that one. Well, again, I'll just reiterate, hopefully his career lasts a little longer.
I find it funny that
he probably has a better high school coach than I did. But
he's in eighth grade.
Bar is low. I just find it funny that there's not anyone more qualified to teach Italian in the immediate family. I would think there probably is, but.
Well, I feel like
that's the subject tonight.
Okay, I don't want to get myself in trouble here, especially under the new circumstances.
Well, I'll be the judge, and I can always edit it out.
Shouldn't his teachers be teaching him Italian?
Oh, yeah, but it's like helping with homework.
Well, it seems like more than helping with homework. I mean, no offense, but it's not like this is a college. It's college. It's eighth grade.
You're preaching to the choir over here.
So I'm not off base here. It seems a little weird that there's this intensive studying. No, I'm not belittling studying.
I don't think the intensity is what's strange. I think it's the
amount.
Quantity. Yeah. Yes. But it's only the quantity. It only seems like the quantity it is because all of it is done with one-on-one attention.
Yeah, I feel like this goes back on the teachers.
I would 100% agree. And I've listened to a few things that they study, and sometimes I'm like, I can't believe a teacher said that or taught that.
Where do we go from here? If this is eighth grade, I do
think you have to hope from at some point some some studying skills come through, but I'm not
blaming him. I'm just saying at some point it's going to get more difficult than eighth grade. So
it is doable to read a pamphlet on rock formations. I'm not sure once we get to algebra or like pre-calculus if I have anything left in the tank there.
Why are we learning about rock formations?
That's eighth grade earth science. Standard stuff, sedimentary, igneous, rocks, alike.
Remember that, Sam?
You took the two I knew, and I know there's a third, and I can't remember it. So
I was actually going to see if you knew. I was going to see if you knew the third. I didn't know the third because we've been studying it for weeks.
Volcanic one?
That's igneous is the one that comes from magma. Yep.
Has that been helpful for you,
sedimentary
too?
Is the layers one.
Yeah, it's made out of other rocks. Yep, you're absolutely right.
And I was hoping you'd ask me the third type because I can't remember it.
Has that been helpful for you two?
What two?
You two that I'm talking to about
it. It's come in handy in the past week,
because you've had to help someone study. I'm just saying.
I think pretty good when Jeopardy's on TV, and I've won a few prizes here and there from bar trivia. So
$24,000 a year to get Jeopardy answers. That makes sense.
Well, I mean, there were other things they taught along the way that are more helpful. The third is metamorphic, Sam.
On a similar note, remember we took that trip to the Corn Palace?
I recall.
Yeah.
Remember they had the corn collages?
Yeah.
Guess who the new one is of? Remember the side of the building had the corn picture?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to come up with someone funny, and I don't know.
Well, it's sort of random, but not really.
The Rock.
Corn Cousins.
Bob Barker.
Oh, R.I.P.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the newest corn maze person.
Do you think that was because he died? Probably, right?
I think you would only get that honor if you die.
I would think so.
I mean, what an honor it is. I highly recommend Mitchell's South Dakota Corn Palace. I don't.
All right, send us home.
All right, well, next week we'll be, two of us will be chest to chest, tarps off. Hopefully sunburn a little bit, to be honest with you, but we'll see. Coming to you sometime next week. But this has been a extended version of Ask Staff. And that's it. That's all we got. See you later.
Just begun to get our share of this world's deep.